Barry, days like this, very frustrating for the players, sitting around twiddling your thumbs all day and wishing you were out in the middle, I suppose.
Yeah, it is one of those days. It's difficult as well, especially in a 2 o'clock start. You're sort of hanging around all morning anyway, and then you're rocking at 2 o'clock, and it really does turn into a long day. It's now 6 o'clock, and you know, really has been a very long day. Yeah, but watching the covers on, it didn't really seem to die down at all today. Very, very frustrating day watching the rainfall, but you know, that's part and parcel of it in an English summer. You're going to get days like this.
Yeah, I think today is the fifth anniversary of Thunder Thursday, when half of Newcastle in the northeast was deluged, and it's 10 years since Worcestershire's ground was underwater. So we do get this from time to time in the summer here.
It is part and parcel of the English summer. Yeah, so hopefully we can get some more good days and some good cricket in, but that'll be interesting to see. Hopefully the rain can die off and we can get a good day's play in tomorrow.
Somebody tweeted us earlier suggesting the weather gods are not fans of this pink ball idea. What do you make of that?
That's for the weather gods to determine. You know, it's not up to me. But pink ball's interesting. It's a different concept. Be interesting to see how it's sort of gone throughout the course of the week. It's obviously difficult to judge when you have a week with the weather. It would have been nice to sort of see how it would have panned out with a really nice week, but it's part and parcel of it really, isn't it?
Yeah. And what do you do to entertain yourself? I gather some of the players actually nipped off to Newcastle this afternoon.
I think one or two of the lads went in, yeah, just to sort of get themselves out of the environment. There was a couple of lads went over to one of the houses and played a bit of FIFA. There was a bit of cards going on, and that's about it really. It's not much you can do really. You try and organise yourself or tell yourself to do something constructive, but there's not much constructive stuff going on in that changing room, I'll tell you that much.
Do you think this favours you more losing a day today than Worcestershire, because they would have been desperate to get out, especially with Durham 170 behind?
Yeah, it's probably not the most ideal situation being in that position behind the eight ball already, but you know, we've got a really strong batting lineup, and you know, we would have liked to fight. It's what we do. You know, we said we'd come out at the start of this year being minus 48 points behind and fighting. We just want to keep fighting, and unfortunately we couldn't put up a battle today, but you know, we'll come back tomorrow if the weather's good, and we'll dig deep and try to get ourselves in a decent position and see what happens from there.
Yeah, and if you just bat tomorrow, you've got a draw in this one, haven't you?
Yeah, we're just gonna keep going and see what can happen. We'll keep fighting, and whatever happens.
Now, last night in my professional career, I haven't come across more sort of bizarre circumstances than Mark Wood deciding that he would be you in an interview. So now's your chance to get your revenge on Mark Wood. What's your Ashington accent like?
It's absolutely horrendous, and I'm not even going to give it a go, to be honest. But Mark is some character. You know, I think there's a couple of screws loose up there somewhere. But
Just a couple, yeah.
But he's a great man to have around the changing room. He brings certainly some life to the party, and he's great to have around.
Go on, give us just a little go of some Ashington.
Oh, wait, man. I'm not like that. I can't do it.